Yevamos Perek Dal Mishnah Zayin. We started discussing earlier in the Mishnah with the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in the context of Yerusha by the brothers with the Nichsei Hameis. Hacholutz Liyevimtoi, Hareu Ke'echon Mino Achen Lenachlo. Reuven died, and he has Shimon Levi Yehuda. Reuven doesn't have sons, obviously, otherwise we wouldn't be learning Mishnah Yevamos. So, who yashens his nechosim? Assuming he doesn't have a father, l'cha'ira, the yashim are his three brothers. The cholitz is not mafkir himself from the brotherhood. Not pshat that since he was cholitz, kilu, he's ending his relationship with the brother. He's not taking in his yivami. Even though the Lashon HaPasuk sounds that way. No. He retains the same relationship with the nechosim of the maize, the same way his other brothers, Levi and Yehuda, have. B'myeshom av, this that we say that the brothers are the yoshim is only in so far there's no father. A person dies, u'ben ein loy v'avat nachlosa la'aviv. The pasuk says in Pashas Pinchas. It doesn't go to his brothers. The brothers are only yashin if the father's not around. So it goes from one brother to the other brother. There's a shayla in Bava Basra. Do we see that brothers are yosh each other? Or it's not the brothers are Yerusha, the brother is Mirish to his father, the father Bakever, concept is called Mishmush, is Mirish to his son. So yes, it's going from one brother to other, but it's not really that the relationship of brotherhood is Mirish. In any case, the Cholitz is no different than any of the other brothers. But if there's a father, the Chosim Shalav. Hakoinis is Yivimte, but the one who's actually Miyabim, Zocha bin Chosim Shalachiv, he's the one who has the Schus Yerusha. Pasuk says, Yokum al Shem, the one that's Machnes or Yokum al Shem Achav Ametz. The Poshet reading in the Pasuk is that the child that's born from the Yovam with his former sister-in-law, now his wife, the child that's born should be Nikra al Shem Hametz. But Chazal Darshne, Yokum al Shem Achav Ametz, is the Pshat that the brother who's Miyabim Yashins, he steps into the shoes of his brother, which fits very nicely what we said in the Mishnah before. Is that the taitch of Yibum is that it's not Eshesach. He's yashning the marriage. Yashning the marriage, Vashtetzach, he yashens his brother's essence. He's taking over his brother's, so Vashtetzach, that he's Yerushal says Nechosim. Reb Yehuda Oimer Ben Kach Uben Kach, Im Yeshem Av Nechosim Shalav. Reb Yehuda waters down this halacha that the Yovam yashens completely from his brother. He says, no. He says, no. The Seder Yerusha is the same way if there was no Yevama, a person dies. The halach is vavatas nachlos alav. If his father dies, if his father's not alive, so then the brother usually goes to the brothers. That's true even when there's a bunch of brothers and one of them was miyabim nishke nafkiminim. Now the Mishnah develops more the idea that if one of the brothers is chaylitz, he has a relationship with that woman like a grusha midirabona to asura per kreivim. We've discussed this before. Chaylitz leave him toy. Who also be kreiv esel, but he asura be kreiv. It's as if they were one time married. Who also be imo, he's not allowed to marry her mother, emimo, grandmother, emo via her grandmother from her father, bebito, bebas bito, ubebas beno, anybody that's descended from her, bachoysa bezman shi kayemes, while she's alive, he's not allowed to marry her sister. Achoys zikukoso, achoys kukoso is also, but achoys chalutzos is also also. V'achin mutar, like we said before, that this the din of chalutza and the relationship is only klape the chol. It's not klape the other brothers, even though the chalois hafkoa sayibum is chal klape all of them. V'hi asura ba'oviv u'bavi oviv. She's not allowed to marry his father, his grandfather, ben benoi, ba'ochiv, ben ochiv. Mutter odam b'kroivas tzoros chalutza. So here the Mishnah says a knetch. A person is allowed to marry a korov of tzoras chalutzosoi. Now, what that means to say is, we've said the nusach before, that let's say the Reuven died, and he has four brothers, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Reuven, when he died, left over four wives, Rachel, Leah, Bilha, Zilpah. Is be'etzim zikas yabmin, is chal all four brothers, klapi all four sisters. If Yisachar is chalitz, or miyabim for that matter, Bilha, the zika between all the brothers, klape all the wives, all the tzaros, go off. That means they're all tied intrinsically in the yibum relationship. All the mezakikin are tied together, and all the mizukokois are also tied together. There's one fabric called zikas yabmin. if you pop it in one direction, either Ideim or Chalitz, it goes off the Gabi everybody. Still, the relationship of Kroivas Chalutzosoy is only klape the Yovam himself, the Chalutz rather, himself, and the Chalutza herself. Not Lagabi any of the other brothers, and not Lagabi any of the other Tzoras. So the Mishnah points out, Mutter Odom B'Kroivas Tzoras Chalutzosoy. There's no din of Chalutzosoy on the Tzor, on the other wife. However, Zol Medrabonon also B'Tzoras Kroivas Chalutzosoy. It's a Chiddush, a new din. It's clearly a din Drabonon. Where it's only Gzera, it's Chshash, not to mix up the two. Let's say, like we said, Reuven died, the Shimon Levi Yehuda, Yisachar, and his four wives, Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah. So none of the brothers, all the brothers have a koyach to be Miyabim or Chalitz, any of them. And whoever's Miyabim, klapi whoever's Mekabel, whoever's Nisyam, or whoever's Chalitz, klapi whoever the Chalitz is, becomes also as if it was a wife. Let's say that woman who midrabonon in this din of Kroivas Chalutzosoy has a din of Kiviochel, it's Kroivas Grushosoy. Let's say she now married one of the other brothers, the sister of the Chalutza. That means, like we said, there's Rachel Leah Bilhah Zilpah. Bilhah had a sister. Her name was Shprinza. Shprinza now married one of the brothers. She's allowed to. Shprinza is only not allowed to marry Yisachar, who was actually Chalitz. That's Kroivas Chalutzosim. She's allowed to marry the other brothers. So what happens if the other brother dies? She married Levi. Levi died. Now she falls again to Yisachar. Not only can't Yisachar marry her midrabanan because it's the Kroiva of Chalutzosim from the previous Nefila, but he can't marry the Tzora. It's like a Tzora Serva. The Kroiva is a Kroiva, Midrabanan. The Tzora of the Kroiva is a Tzoras, Tzoras Eva, Midrabanan. Now, Mishnah Ches, we have a Tesefis on this. HaCholitz Li'evimtoi. Reuven died. Shimon was Cholitz Rochel, Reuven's wife. V'nosa Ochiv Es HaChoysa. Levi married a sister. Remember, Levi doesn't have a din of Kroivas Chalutzosa not to marry a sister of Rochel. Shimon's not allowed to marry a sister of Rochel. Kroivas Grushosa Kilu. But Levi is yeah allowed to. So Levi married Leah, her sister. Leah is not Ashes Reuven. Leah is unaffiliated. She just became part of the mix because Levi married her. Vameis, Levi died. So now Shimon can't marry the sister of his previous chalutza, Kravis chalutzasa, chalatz tzulam siyavemis. Of course, only din derabonah, so mel zikas yavim is there, so chalatz tzulam siyavemis. V'chein amagayash es ishtoi, v'nosa ochiv es hachoysa. Here, we have a din that's taka deraisa. This is meikir adin. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Reuven was megayash Rachel. Shimon, his brother, of course, is allowed to marry her sister. Vameis. And now Rachel's sister Leah, who was married to Shimon, falls to Reuven. Fashtetza, Reuven can't marry her. Because it's a chayis ishtoi. Why the Mishnah has to say this is unclear. This last case.